Good evening to everyone. I give my love to each and every one of you. I love the Lord. And so I'm just a little piece of dust. But I want to be in God's will. I don't know how long he will let me stay here, but I want to finish the work that he's given me to do. It's by our heads. Dear Father in heaven, we humble our heart before you. We're just only an earthen vessel. And we want you, Lord, to have your way in this life, in this vessel, in this dust. In Jesus' name, amen. Do I have someone that will write on the board for me? This is God created beauty. The person that wrote this for me didn't put the word there. God created beauty. I want to share with you, I feel impressed to share with you a message that I've already shared in Dallas. And I was pondering, I said, Lord, I wanted the will of the Lord to be done. And different thoughts have been on my mind, and I said, you're not the author of confusion. And I just gave it to the Lord. And guess what? The brother and the sister sang the song that went with this message. So let us sing while he's writing. Let's sing that first verse again, how great thou art. I knew then what the Lord wanted. Oh Lord, my God, let's sing it together. Disrespect the ones that already sang. But let's sing that. I think it's the third verse and the last verse. The one. And when I think of God, is none not sparing. Oh, yes, Lord. I scarce can take. That on the cross, my burden gladly bury. He bled, yes, Lord, to take away my sin. Then save my soul, my Savior God, to thee. sorry, I can't hardly be still on. Acclamation. I'm looking so forward to that time. You take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. In love shall God. In humble adoration. That's why I'm here. Because I love him. Then sing I so my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing I so my to take time to look at God's beauty. Everything God made beauty. The enemy makes all these ugly things, but God made beauty. So I'm going to quote to you my favorite scripture, my life scripture. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What? To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And so I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. If I had only one thing that I could have in life, this is it. To dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. God creates beauty. All the things in this world belong to God. God made the world. But you know, there's a lot of evil. There's a lot of depressing things. But that's not of God. Because God made beauty. And even when we're suffering, even when we're distressed, even when we have problems, God wants us to see the beauty in it all. We might be laid on our bed and not able to move, and he still wants us to look at his beauty. We can do this because of Jesus. That song says, and when I think of God, his son not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, he bled and died. He went through all of this that we might be able to enjoy God's beauty. God wants us to enjoy his beauty. He doesn't want us dreary and down and depressed. The devil does that. And yet he allows us to go through trials and tribulations. But we can still behold his beauty, even in the midst of those things. Someone get Ecclesiastes 3 and 11 for me. You know, I don't know if any of you have ever been to the Arboretum in Dallas, but it's so beautiful. There's so many beautiful flowers. You just go from one place to another looking at beauty. And you know, there's so much beauty in this world. Can we get our eyes away from the war? Can we get our eyes away from all of these abortion rights problems? Can we get our eyes away from all the debauchery and ugliness of this world and take time to look at the beauty of God? Let's do it. You know something? Not only does he want us to see the beauty, but he wants us to live this beauty. He wants us to spread it out to the world. Somebody needs to have something to give hope to the world. So many people are walking around that's down and depressed and they have no hope. But we can give them this hope because of Jesus in us. Did someone get that scripture?
And by everything beautiful in his time. Is that the one?
That's it. He made everything beautiful in his time. God did that.
Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
Do you know that with beauty comes what? Life and joy and peace? God gives us that. Let's go to Romans 14 and 17. So I hope tonight that when you leave here, you will begin to look up. Look up. There's a scripture that says, look up for your redemption draweth near. Don't look around. Don't look down, but look up. Because there's beauty. God has beauty for us. And he puts his beauty in us. And we then can share the beauty of God with other people. We can be happy. We can be joyful. We can be in the midst of our affliction. How many of you have ever gone to visit a sick person to encourage them, and when you left, they encourage you? That's the beauty of God. Romans 14 and 17.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy
in the Holy Ghost.
Look what we get in God's kingdom. We get righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We get this because of the beauty that God gives us. God operates in that realm. He operates in the realm of beauty. Now, I shared this, how that, you know, my little grandchildren, I take them and they get, you know, they like to go to different places and get the little kids' meal. And with those, they get a toy. And a lot of time, those toys are so ugly, you don't even want them around. And you hate for them to play with it. But God doesn't, that's not God's realm. His realm is beauty. The devil wants to paint the ugliest pictures he can. He wants you to focus on ugliness. But God wants us to focus on his peace and his joy and his beauty. Psalms 96, let's read verses 1 through 9. Where does this beauty come from anyway? It comes from within, doesn't it? God, when he gives beauty, he puts it within. One scripture says he beautifies the meek with salvation. You know, sometimes people try to put on a lot of makeup to make themselves beautiful. And I shared once that you could have gray hair like I do, wrinkles all in your face, maybe a few teeth in your mouth. But you know what? You can be beautiful. Yeah. Now, who thinks of somebody with a bunch of missing teeth as beauty? Not very many. But when you see the spirit that person has, you can say, what a beautiful person that is. Because they have the glory of God shining in them. They might be crippled and bent over and everything, but then they can have a wonderful spirit. God gives us that. When we're saved, we all ought to have something to share with other people. Let's not, I keep trying to say, let's don't focus on the ugliness of life, but let's focus on the beauty. Beauty comes from within. Now you can have a person that really have very nice features, but they can have such an ugly attitude. It just takes from what they look like.
Yeah.
And yet, you can have a beautiful attitude with not so nice features, and you forget the features, and you look at the beauty that's within the person.
That's right.
God wants us to do that. We live in a dark age, in a time of trouble, and he wants his people to shine as lights in this world. He wants us to have something to help other people.
Yes.
Not to join them, but to help them. All right. Psalms 96 says, oh, sing unto the Lord, a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathens, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heaven. Honor and majesty are before him. What? Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. You know, sometimes you can kind of have a bad day. Then you go to church, and guess what? You get uplifted. When you leave, you forget about how terrible the day was. That's what the Lord has for us. God wants us to enjoy his beauty. He wants us to be his beauty in this world and be an encouragement to other people. Psalms 48 and 2. Can you lift your minds tonight from the cares of life, from the problems, from aches, from pain? Do you know that I do not walk around without pain? I have pain. I have arthritis in my hands and in my wrists and in my shoulders. And I have pain. I know what it's like to have pain. But I'm so thankful that I have God, and I can still see the beauty of God. I can rub these arms and wrist and all that, but I can praise God. I can't shout. I wish I could, because I would shout right now, but I can walk, and I can thank God. I told somebody, you know, I walk kind of funny, but I'm walking, and I'm thankful. Let's lift our eyes and praise God and enjoy the beauty of God. No matter what happens in our life, I'm willing to believe God wants us to see his beauty. No matter what. I suffer. I have pain inside. I lost my daughter. And when I'm around my granddaughters and I see the ache they go through, I feel the pain. Just the other day, last week I think it was, I started to go to a garage sale, and I had my Zoe is 4, and Claire is almost 10. She'll be 10 in a few days. So anyway, we were in the car, and I said, oh, there was a estate sale, And I said, I wanted to go to her, and I said, this reminds me of Becky. We used to. And Zoe got so excited. She wanted to go to that garage sale. And she said, I miss Mommy so much. And I realized that she thought that she might see her mom at the estate sale. So I said, Zoe, she's not there. I had to tell her. But the pain, I feel this pain. When I see that my little granddaughter, she doesn't understand what happened to her mother. She prays for her. When she's at my house at night, she still prays for her mom. So I guess she thinks somewhere, some way, she's going to find her. That gives me pain. I feel that. But I still rejoice in the God of my salvation. I don't let the pain make me to where I forget my God. He's over everything. And I look forward to the day when I'm going to go there and be with him forever. When I can just right in his presence, kneel down and put my hands in those nail prints and worship him. Yeah. I worship him in my heart. But I want to see him face to face. And so I can't afford to let the things in this life take away from my Savior, from the one I love so much. Psalms 48 and 2.
The whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
What he said, the joy of the whole beautiful situation. Who is Mount Zion? The people of God. So God created beauty. He puts it in us. And now we can be the joy of the whole earth. The whole earth is pining away. Destroying themselves and each other. And yet, you know, God, this is going to last until he wraps this up. It's not going to change. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. He's going to have a remnant. In the cold and dark day, he's going to have a remnant that still will be the joy of the whole earth. Let's go to Psalms 149 and 4. Somebody read that for me, please.
For the Lord taketh pleasure, sure, in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Thank the Lord. God takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify. It is salvation. That's what makes us beautiful. Salvation. We have a treasure. In these earthen vessels, we have a treasure. And God makes it beautiful. Amen. Let's appreciate what God has given us. Let's don't take it for granted. Psalms 50 and 2.
This Doris, it says, let the saints be joyful in glory, let them sing aloud upon their bed.
Thank the Lord. That's what he wants us to do, saints. Let's give some light and some hope and some encouragement to other people. We can't do much encouraging other people. We're walking around, woe is me. Psalms 50 and 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Can you believe that? The perfection of beauty. I mean, Zion has a beauty that's on a level of perfection. You know, You can look at some people and they look just perfect. They're so nice and so beautiful. But they cannot surpass this beauty. It's above and beyond any kind of beauty in this world. And one more scripture. Let's go to Hosea 14 and 6. Somebody get that for me, please.
And his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon.
You know what he wants us to be? You see, it says the branches shall spread. I believe God wants us to spread this beauty here and there and wherever we go. We can do this by God's help. Pray for me.